This is the reading for April 11th. Psalm 101. I will sing of your love and fairness, Lord. I will sing praises to you. I will be careful to live an innocent life. When will you come to me? I will live an innocent life in my house. I will not look at anything wicked. I hate those who turn against you. They will not be found near me. Let those who want to do wrong stay away from me. I will have nothing to do with evil. If anyone secretly says things against his neighbor, I will stop him. I will not allow people to be proud and look down on others. I will look for trustworthy people so I can live with them in the land. Only those who live innocent lives will be my servants. No one who is dishonest will live in my house. No liars will stay around me. Every morning I will destroy the wicked in the land. I will rid the Lord's city of people who do evil. Joshua chapter 13. When Joshua was very old, the Lord said to him, Joshua, you have grown old, but there is still much land for you to take. This is what is left: the regions of Geshur and of the Philistines, the area from the Shihor River at the border of Egypt to Ekron in the north, which belongs to the Canaanites, the five Philistine leaders at Gaza, Ashdod, Ashkelon, Gath, and Ekron, the Avites who live south of the Canaanite land, the Gibeonites, and the area of Lebanon east of Baal-Gad below Mount Hermon to Lebo Hamath. The Sidonians are living in the hill country from Lebanon to Misrephoth, Maim, but I will force all of them out ahead of the Israelites. Be sure to remember this land when you divide the land among the Israelites, as I told you. Now divide the land among the nine tribes and west Manasseh. East Manasseh and the tribes of Reuben and Gad had received their land. The Lord's servant Moses had given them the land east of the Jordan River. Their land started at Aroer at the Arnon Ravine and continued to the town in the middle of the ravine, and it included the whole plain from Medeba to Dibon. All the towns ruled by Sihon, king of the Amorites, who ruled in the city of Heshbon, were in that land. The land continued to the area where the Ammonites lived. Gilead was also there, as well as the area where the people of Geshur and Maacah lived, and all of Mount Hermon and Bashan as far as Salakah. All the kingdom of Og, king of Bashan, was in the land. Og was one of the last of the Rephites, and in the past he ruled in Ashtaroth and Edrei. Moses had defeated them and had taken their land. Because the Israelites did not force out the people of Geshur and Maacah, they still live among the Israelites today. The tribe of Levi was the only one that did not get any land. Instead, they were given all the burnt sacrifices made to the Lord, the God of Israel, as he had promised them. Moses had given each family group from the tribe of Reuben some land. Theirs was the land from Aroer near the Arnon Ravine to the town of Medeba, including the whole plain and the town in the middle of the ravine. Heshbon and all the towns on the plain, Dibon, Bamoth Baal, and Beth Baal, Meon, Jahaz, Kedemoth, Mephath, Kirathaim, Sibmah, Zareth Shahar on the hill in the valley, Beth Peor, the hills of Pisgah, and Beth Jeshimoth. So that land included all the towns on the plain and all the area that Sihon, king of the Amorites, had ruled from the town of Heshbon. Moses had defeated them along with the leaders of the Midianites, including Evi, Rakim, Zur, Hur, and Reba. All these leaders fought together with Sihon and lived in that country. The Israelites killed many people during the fighting, including Balaam of Beor, who tried to use magic to tell the future. The land given to Reuben stopped at the shore of the Jordan River. So the land given to the family groups of Reuben included all these towns and their villages that were listed. This is the land Moses gave to the tribe of Gad, to all its family groups: the land of Jezer and all the towns of Gilead, half the land of the Ammonites that went as far as Aroer near Rabbah, the area from Heshbon to Ramoth Mizpah and Betonim, the area from Mahanaim to the land of Debir, in the valley Beth Haram, Beth Nimrah, Sukkoth, and Zaphan, the other land Sihon, king of Heshbon, had ruled east of the Jordan River, and continuing to the end of Lake Galilee. All this land went to the family groups of Gad, including all these towns and their villages. This is the land Moses had given to East Manasseh. Half of all the family groups in the tribe of Manasseh were given this land. The land started at Mahanaim and included all of Bashan and the land ruled by Og, king of Bashan. All the towns of Jair and Bashan, 60 cities in all, half of Gilead, Ashtaroth, and Edrei, the cities where Og, king of Bashan, had ruled. All this went to the family of Machir, son of Manasseh, and half of all his sons were given this land. Moses had given this land to these tribes on the plains of Moab across the Jordan River east of Jericho. But Moses had given no land to the tribe of Levi because the Lord, the God of Israel, promised that he himself would be the gift for the Levites. Joshua chapter 14. Eleazar the priest, Joshua son of Nun, and the leaders of all the tribes of Israel decided what land to give to the people in the land of Canaan. The Lord had commanded Moses long ago how he wanted the people to choose their land. The people of the 9.5 tribes threw lots to decide which land they would receive. Moses had already given the 2.5 tribes their land east of the Jordan River, but the tribe of Levi was not given any land like the others. The sons of Joseph had divided into 2 tribes, Manasseh and Ephraim. The tribe of Levi was not given any land. It was given only some towns in which to live and pastures for its animals. The Lord had told Moses how to give the land to the tribes of Israel, and the Israelites divided the land. One day some men from the tribe of Judah went to Joshua at Gilgal. Among them was Caleb, son of Jephunneh the Kenizzite. He said to Joshua, "You remember what the Lord said at Kadesh Barnea when he was speaking to the prophet Moses about you and me. Moses, the Lord's servant, sent me to look at the land where we were going. I was 40 years old then. When I came back, I told Moses what I thought about the land. The other man who went with me frightened the people, but I fully believed the Lord would allow us to take the land. So that day, Moses promised me, 'The land where you went will become your land, and your children will own it forever. I will give you that land because you fully believed in the Lord my God.' Now then, the Lord has kept his promise. He has kept me alive for 45 years from the time he said this to Moses, during the time we all wandered in the desert. Now here I am, 85 years old. I am still as strong today as I was the day Moses sent me out, and I am just as ready to fight now as I was then. So give me the mountain country the Lord promised me that day long ago. Back then, you heard that the Anakite people lived there and the cities were large and well protected. But now, with the Lord helping me, I will force them out, just as the Lord said." Joshua blessed Caleb, son of Jephunneh, and gave him the city of Hebron as his own. Hebron still belongs to the family of Caleb, son of Jephunneh the Kenizzite, because he had faith and obeyed the Lord, the God of Israel. In the past, it was called Kiriath Arba, named for Arba, the greatest man among the Anakites. After this, there was peace in the land.
Chapter 11.
Once Jesus was praying in a certain place. When he stopped praying, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray as John taught his disciples." Jesus told them, "When you pray, say this, 'Father, let your name be kept holy. Let your kingdom come. Give us our bread day by day. Forgive us as we forgive everyone else. Don't allow us to be tempted.'" Jesus said to his disciples, "Suppose one of you has a friend. Suppose you go to him at midnight and say, 'Friend, let me borrow 3 loaves of bread. A friend of mine on a trip has dropped in on me, and I don't have anything to serve him.' Your friend might answer you from inside his house, 'Don't bother me. The door is already locked and my children are in bed. I can't get up to give you anything.' I can guarantee that although he doesn't want to get up to give you anything, he will get up and give you whatever you need because he is your friend and because you were so bold. So I tell you to ask and you will receive. Search and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened for you. Everyone who asks will receive. The one who searches will find, and for the person who knocks, the door will be opened. If your child asks you, his father, for a fish, would you give him a snake instead? Or if your child asks you for an egg, would you give him a scorpion? Even though you're evil, you know how to give good gifts to your children, so how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" Jesus was forcing a demon out of a man. The demon had made the man unable to talk. When the demon had gone out, the man began to talk. The people were amazed, but some of them said, "He can force demons out of people only with the help of Beelzebul, the ruler of demons." Others wanted to test Jesus and demanded that he show them some miraculous sign from heaven. Since Jesus knew what they were thinking, he said to them, "Every kingdom divided against itself is ruined. A house divided against itself falls. Now if Satan is divided against himself, how can his kingdom last? I say this because you say Beelzebul helps me force demons out of people. If I force demons out with the help of Beelzebul, who helps your followers force them out? That's why they will be your judges. But if I force out demons with the help of God's power, then the kingdom of God has come to you. When a strong man, fully armed, guards his own mansion, his property is safe. But a stronger man than he may attack him and defeat him. Then the stronger man will take away all the weapons in which the strong man trusted and will divide the loot. Whoever isn't with me is against me. Whoever doesn't gather with me scatters. When an evil spirit comes out of a person, it goes through dry places looking for a place to rest, but it doesn't find any. Then it says, I'll go back to the home I left. When it comes, it finds the house swept clean and in order. Then the spirit goes and brings along seven other spirits more evil than itself. They enter and take up permanent residence there. In the end, the condition of that person is worse than it was before. While Jesus was speaking, a woman in the crowd shouted, How blessed is the mother who gave birth to you and the breasts that nursed you. Jesus replied, Rather, how blessed are those who hear and obey God's word. As the people were gathering around him, Jesus said, The people living today are evil. They look for a miraculous sign, but the only sign they will get is the sign of Jonah. Just as Jonah became a miraculous sign to the people of Nineveh, so the Son of Man will be a miraculous sign to the people living today. The queen from the south will stand up at the time of judgment with the men who live today. She will condemn them because she came from the ends of the earth to hear Solomon's wisdom. But look, someone greater than Solomon is here. The men of Nineveh will stand up at the time of judgment with the people living today. Since the men of Nineveh turned to God and changed the way they thought and acted when Jonah spoke his message, they will condemn the people living today. But look, someone greater than Jonah is here. No one lights a lamp and hides it or puts it under a basket. Instead, everyone who lights a lamp puts it on a lampstand so that those who come in will see its light. Your eye is the lamp of your body. When your eye is unclouded, your whole body is full of light. But when your eye is evil, your body is full of darkness. So be careful that the light in you isn't darkness. If your whole body is full of light and not darkness, it will be as bright as a lamp shining on you. After Jesus spoke, a Pharisee invited him to have lunch at his house. So Jesus accepted the invitation. The Pharisee was surprised to see that Jesus didn't wash before the meal. The Lord said to him, You Pharisees clean the outside of cups and dishes, but inside you are full of greed and evil. You fools! Didn't the one who made the outside make the inside too? Give what is inside as a gift to the poor, and then everything will be clean for you. How horrible it will be for you Pharisees! You give God 1/10 of your mint, spices, and every garden herb, but you have ignored justice and the love of God. You should have done these things without ignoring the others. How horrible it will be for you Pharisees! You love to sit in the front seats in the synagogues and to be greeted in the marketplaces. How horrible it will be for you! You are like unmarked graves. People walk on them without knowing what they are. One of the experts in Moses' teaching said to him, Teacher, when you talk this way, you insult us too. Jesus said, How horrible it will be for you experts in Moses' teachings. You burden people with loads that are hard to carry, but you won't lift a finger to carry any of these loads. How horrible it will be for you. You build the monuments for the prophets, but it was your ancestors who murdered them. So you are witnesses and approve of what your ancestors did. They murdered the prophets for whom you build monuments. That's why the wisdom of God said, I will send them prophets and apostles. They will murder some of those prophets and apostles and persecute others. So the people living now will be charged with the murder of every prophet since the world was made. This includes the murders from Abel to Zechariah, who was killed between the altar and the temple. Yes, I can guarantee this truth. The people living today will be held responsible for this. How horrible it will be for you experts in Moses' teachings. You have taken away the key that unlocks knowledge. You haven't gained entrance into knowledge yourselves, and you've kept out those who wanted to enter. When Jesus left, the scribes and the Pharisees held a terrible grudge against him. They questioned him about many things and watched him closely to trap him in something he might say.